of Sports, episode 61, Dave Gottfeld of Spark Motion. This week on the Tech of Sports, Dave Gottfeld. Netcast Studio produces great content you can listen to anytime online. Go over to netcaststudio.com and check it all out. The Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. Tech of Sports is also a production of Netcast Studio at netcaststudio.com. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific at netcaststudio.com/live. You can join the chat room, listen to the show live, and then also the show is available for download the next day. Streaming, download, embedding, however you want to get the show. So we make it available to everyone. And just looking forward to tonight, a great guest and someone with some tech background and some sports background. It's Dave Gottfeld, the founder and president of Spark Motion, who you'll be excited to see. This is an app that really has some great potential and is really relevant. And it's a motion analysis app. And while I didn't know this was originally called Kinesio Capture, but they rebranded it as Spark Motion. And Dave is an injury prevention and post-rehab specialist. He's worked with athletes and clients for nearly 20 years. And he has a couple partners, Greg Roskoff, founder of Muscle Activation Technologies. He's a biomedics consultant for the Denver Broncos and the Utah Jazz, and Gary Gray, and Lenny Pacorino, so a specialist in soft tissue injuries. And this app is, I think, got a couple different, we'll get Dave's opinion on it, but a couple different things that it's really aiming at it. Studying human motion and maybe injury prevention and injury healing, as well as maybe, you know, correcting faults in your whatever sport you're participating in. So just a lot of great things going on. And Dave, thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule and coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. You actually, just to clarify, you mentioned a list of those are the people I actually mentored under and studied under, Greg Roskoff and Lenny Pericino and Gary Gray, who have been instrumental in making me understand human movement. You know, and actually those mentorships led me to the people who I partnered with and met with. We all are movement specialists and strength coaches and in the field of human performance. And we all met through educational platforms to come up with the software.
Sorry about that. I misread it and glad you cleared that up. And
no worries.
I gave a little overview there of Spark Motion from an outsider's point of view. Give your insider perspective and your little pitch and a little bit about the company.
Sure. Well, you know, what was fascinating is the fact that I was exposed to motion analysis software from my colleague, Rob Harris, who's a strength coach now at the University of Arizona. And he introduced me to, he showed me, he was using a very complex software program. We brought a desk out to the field with a camera, laptop, and he'd had the athlete run through a set spot. And about 20 minutes later, he put a little angle on the person's shin and showed me how wonderful this is. And I looked at him, and me being so attention deficit, I scratched my head and I said, well, what good does that do the athlete? Two, athletes don't perform in laboratories. They perform in authentic environments. And, you know, his response was, well, you know what, there's really nothing else out there. And I said, not yet. I said, you know, the iPad 2 is going to come out with a camera on it. We should, let's hope someone makes software that has the features and functions that make the product as nimble as we need to be in the field. And then we realized we could either wait for computer guys to make it wrong, or we as movement practitioners and physical therapists and medical providers could design it, tailor it the way we need it to function in our business in the professional environment. And then we could actually work with a developer and have them tailor it to our specifications. So that's what we decided to do. So being that we're not business guys, or I'm a kind of creative outside the box, guy, we sort of had the concept and we started shaping the concept and started scrambling to get money together to pay for it. And we sort of built the company up and around this. And so what we realized is when we focus group this product, when we had beta copies, we decided instead of just giving it to any trainer, we decided to go to the top industry experts on the lecture circuit in physical therapy, in sports performance, get their feedback and their input. And what we found, we had a hit because they loved it so much. They started using it in their teaching curriculums. They started telling everyone how wonderful it was. And it kind of grew from there.
Yeah, it really has grown, it looks like. And now this is an app and it's a free app, but it's a $5.99 a month fee to keep the app at the professional level. Is that kind of what we're looking at? And that includes the cloud storage of the video. Am I right on that, Dave?
Yeah, we actually started initially with just a downloadable model, but we quickly found that we wanted to have a way of continually upgrading, continuing to be able to reach out to people who are using it. And so we switched over to a monthly subscription model. So the way it works is you'll actually go to our website at sparkmotion.com. You're going to set up a username and password, and it's $5.99 a month, and includes a 30 gig HIPAA compliant cloud. And why that's so important is that is the medical encryption standard needed for medical documentation. So this can be used in the medical environment. And, you know, most other software and apps that are out there, they're simply putting their videos up on YouTube, Instagram, and this is people's privacy. This is personal information. I don't want my child's information up on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram. I want to protect it in a rock-solid HIPAA-compliant cloud. And so what we did is we switched to a monthly subscription model. And then after you set up your username and password on our website, you'll simply go to the App Store and download Spark Motion Pro to your iPad, and then you'll enter in your username and password, and you're off and running.
Yeah, very, very smart, I think, to go with the HIPAA compliant and the monthly subscription. I think that model is going to work for this. You know, I write sports technology every day. I've seen products like this, similar to this. I mean, in the world of golf and other sports, TrackMan, of course, and then other apps, Coach's Eye, V1. What did you guys look at these other apps? Did you kind of say that, but you know, we know there's other things out there, but this is what we're going to do, and no, just kind of what separates you guys from everyone else?
Well, you know, the joke of the thing is that we were actually first to market. We have patent pending. Coach's Eye didn't exist. V1 was certainly out, as in not an app. It was obviously been entrenched in the golf community forever. Dartfish is really a huge powerhouse software that we had used. And we appreciated some of the things of it, but it was just so complex and hard to use and expensive. So what we did is we designed it based on what we needed. And, you know, it was a bit of a learning curve as far as not so much functionality and features, but we had to sort of figure out how to price it properly in the marketplace. And we decided, you know what, we don't need to focus on the parents who want to film their kid, little Johnny's golf swing or playing football. We wanted to focus that we were professionals designing a product for other professionals. This is for a business. This is if you're running a business and you want to, be professional and be able to share and securely store your clients' information and build a business with this product. And no one else has really even stepped into that marketplace.
No, and it seems like it's a, I don't know if it's a big marketplace to begin with, or is it a growing marketplace? I think people are realizing that this is a need or a want that they're willing to ante up?
Well, what's interesting is we're sort of paving new territory here. This is a value-added service. People may look at it initially as $5.99 as an expense. It really is adding quality to your product that you're providing your clients. And clients are going to start demanding it. Patients will start demanding that they want this kind of quality of care, because they get an understanding of the why behind why we're giving these particular exercises. It's not do this because I said so. Let me communicate and share with you why these things are happening to your body. Let me give you a set of corrective movements and corrective exercises that are going to maximize the benefit for you so that you're successful. And ultimately, the goal is for your client or patient to be successful. And that's what this tool does. It helps with that.
Talk about some of the features of this app, Dave, that you're proud of, or that you've really seen people give you good feedback on or take hold of?
Well, one, it's the intuitive nature of the product as far as the features and functions, taking advantage of an iPad, making it similar to some of the other Apple products, like using the iPhone, which is the drag and drop, the pinch, the pull, taking advantage of some of those features. But I think really being able to set videos side by side, lock them, sync them, and then, show before and after, pre and post, being able to overlay or ghost images and show them, the changes of, okay, here's week one, here's week five, here's the difference. If you look at a golf swing and your spine angle at a dress position, the golf pro will say, I want you this many degrees. You can overlay that, your week one to week five difference. And are the exercises that, that the instructor has given you, are you having success? Are you getting better? Are you hitting the ball more efficiently? Those are pretty powerful, but probably the most amazing feature, and it's only going to get better, is the screen recorded video capability, which is we now have the capability to make a video. We can mark it up with our voiceover. We can put arrows, commentary, and we can send it to anyone in the world. So in other words, I can explain exactly what movements and exercises you need to do, and I can show yourself, you know, the person doing the exercises. But the person can watch it from any device. They don't need our software. And what they can do is not only that, they can actually send video back to me or the practitioner. So an example I'll use is like a golf pro. You know, everything looks great on a golf range because the lie never changes. And, you know, the pro's there to tweak every little nuance of your swing. So you get video of your swing. Here's the drills I want you to work on. What happens when you go back home, you know, and you're on the course and you're on an uphill lie or a downhill lie? Things aren't quite right. The golfer can actually have video of themselves. That, you know, their friend can videotape from any device, film themselves, and upload it back to the pro. And the pro can immediately intervene and say, hey, listen, you're doing this. You're lifting up in your swing. Here's a couple drills to think about. Here's what I want you to work on. We have a saying, which is only perfect practice makes perfect. So we want to reinforce a positive motor pattern, not a negative one.
Yeah, so important. And what about injury prevention? Do you have people using this app that are looking at swings and motion to, and telling people you have to change this or you're going to have problems down the road with injuries? Is that a is that also being used in that way?
Oh, absolutely. And that's actually my line of work, and that's my whole you know, my business before I got into motion analysis. But I use this every day in that purpose, which is, you want to look at where excessive force and stress is placed. And so it's all about efficiency in the body and looking at, is the body fluid? Is it efficient or inefficient? And many times the pro will say, I want your body here, but the body may not be able to handle it. So what you have to do is prepare the tissue and the muscles and the sequencing to be able to handle that. And so what these movement practitioners can do is actually show and communicate, hey, listen, I know you're complaining about your knee. Let me show you why your hip restriction is causing that knee discomfort. Now the person actually understands, the client understands why they're giving me hip mobility exercises, and they'll understand how important it is. And they're going to be more compliant with the programs now that they understand, you know, the reason behind it. So it's a very powerful communication tool to show, you know, whether it's a back or a shoulder or a, you know, a foot issue, all these things. It's just a great communication tool so that the practitioner can communicate the information to the client.
Yeah, great communication tool and a great learning tool as well. And you talked about the ability to mark up, you know, the pictures or the video with, you know, I guess you're playing John Madden, I guess, there, writing on the screen. Also, is there slow motion? Is there the ability to watch it in reverse, or are all those features available?
Yeah, well, what we do is we actually are going to mark up, make a screen recording, and we can go frame by frame forwards, we can go backwards, we can overlay a bullseye, angles, we have a postural grid which you can resize. You know, just, and the nice thing I like is we have an arrow where we can actually point to the area we're talking about. You know, if the pro says, look at your hips here, they may not know quite what you mean, but if you could sit, you can take that arrow and point right to the area you're looking at. You know, right when the, you know, at the right moment, then the student has a really good idea of what's going on in the body, and they know, oh, here's what I have to work on. So there's a lot of really great features. And the great thing about this is the technology of the tablets is getting better and better. I just picked up the new iPad Air, and the processing speed is so much faster than the old tablets that are out there, which is going to increase the capabilities of these devices even more.
Thanks for bringing that up to a guy that has an iPad 3. So,
yeah.
I mean, still a great device, but I can see how with each release of these products, it's getting better and better and opening up more doors for people like you. And we're with Dave Gottfeld of Spark Motion. And Dave, just sit back for a few seconds here. We're going to take our one break here during the show for an Amazon.com ad. I just want to let all the listeners and viewers know, if they're doing any shopping here on Amazon in the coming months, the holidays are around the corner, you can use the affiliate link here at the studio, netcaststudio.com/Amazon, for any and all of your shopping needs. And Amazon really has everything under the sun. There's no extra cost to you, and it helps support the studio and the shows that it offers. So once again, the affiliate link is netcaststudio.com/Amazon. So anyone, doesn't matter what sport you're looking at or sporting goods for the holidays, Amazon has it all. So Dave, thanks for sitting through that. And just give I know that you know, coach's eye is being used by, you know, the dad setting it up in the backyard and looking at their son's swing for Little League and that type of thing. You're beyond that. And the track man is being used by PGA pros to measure swing speed and launch angles and that type of thing. You're not really doing that. But who is using your app?
Well, medical providers, physical therapists, chiropractors are using it in their day-to-day practice. And the sports performance strength coaches at the university level have really been drawn in by it. They've been using motion analysis for years, and they understood the value of it as a communication tool. So when we made it portable for it on a tablet, it just was so much easier for them. And one of the things that really sets us apart from other companies is the fact that database management, you want to be able to access your athletes. Like universities, they work with hundreds of athletes. And because of that, they have to be able to sort, organize. Each client has to have a profile, but then you got to categorize them by team. You may have a post-rehab, you know, one's recovering from ACLs. You may have ways of sorting it. And that's the biggest thing that we did is we made sure the database management for these client folders was extremely easy for these coaches. And the great thing is the strength coach at the University of Arizona, Rob Harris, is one of our founders. And, you know, we really focus group this in the trenches where it matters. And so it's not like we're, you know, we think we know what people need. We get feedback from everyone, and we always want people's, you know, input. And we always say that this is never a finished product. We're always evolving and modifying with the industry. And that's why the feedback from, you know, the professional strength coaches, the physical therapists, the medical communities, professional teams, you know, all people, no matter how big or small, their feedback is instrumental. And, you know, Athletes Performance is one of our big users, and they've been instrumental in communicating on how they use it for combine prep and those sorts of things.
Yeah, individual sports, team sports, amateur sports, professional sports. Are you getting that a lot of any international interest as well? Maybe international Olympic federations, that type of thing, where they actually have time, you know, 4 years between Olympics to really analyze their athletes and, you know, that type of thing. Is this available internationally?
Yeah, it is available internationally. What's fascinating to me is, you know, as much as we hear about the NFL and you know, it's, you know, big in the United States, international rugby is probably one of the most progressive sports in the world, and they are so on the cutting edge of conditioning programs, tackling techniques, and you know, the Australian Brumby team is using us. We have the Argentinian national team, the London Wasps. So so we have some international rugby teams. We have some English Premier Soccer teams using us. You know, as far as the Olympic, we have some Olympic teams that have talked to us about it, you know, from other, you know, and some teams have been exposed to it through Athletes Performance. You know, they work with a lot of international Olympic teams. But yeah, you know, it's definitely available internationally. And, you know, Australia is extremely progressive in their sports performance as well as in their medical realm as well.
As someone that covers a lot of beach volleyball, I can see this really being a great tool for beach volleyball players and beach volleyball teams. That's really good. And you know, if it's good enough for the London Wasps, it's good enough for me. I like to say that, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely.
I get to see a lot of sports apps and apps in general before they're released. I get you know, privy to a lot of that information, and I'd say probably about 85-90% of the apps I see are junk or not ready for, you know, prime time yet when I see them. What was your process for bringing the app to market to make sure it worked and, you know, it looked good and it was, you know, more than, I know you said you had a beta test going on there and a lot of input from people. How confident did you have to be when you actually released the app to market?
Well, you know, this is kind of a funny story is that, you know, me and my collective colleagues, we kind of put, you know, we put our heads together and said, you know what, we'll get the money together to get this out. And if worst comes to worst, we'll have a really cool piece of software we can use for our own business. And so it's like, if no one else thinks it's cool, at least we think it's cool. And but what really kind of blew us away was that we shared it with some real heavy hitters in the industry. And Mark Verstegen and Nick Winkelman at Athletes Performance were absolutely blown away with it. You know, we had, you know, Todd Wright at the University of Texas, the strength coach there. We had, you know, Gary Gray at the Gray Institute. We had, really one of the things that kind of blew us away is a guy named Vern Gambetta, who's a legend in coaching, who's coached just about everyone. Every coach that's out there has taken courses from Vern Gambetta. They came to us and basically said, this is what we've been waiting for. We have waited so long for this to come out. And they said, finally, someone made it the way we need it to function. And we kind of looked at each other. We were blown away that we hit it out of the park right from the get-go. But I think what sets apart is the fact that we had a very small group of people who designed this, and we used it every day. We wanted to function a certain way. We knew how it had to work in our day-to-day life. And our developer was very good at sort of using my creativity. And I made a video, and I still have the video that I sent to them originally. And it basically was drawing a map of step-by-step how I wanted it to look and feel and function.
Yeah, like a flow chart.
Yeah, you got it. And it really, I drew him pictures and showed every little nuance and detail on how we wanted it to function. And they hit it out of the park. It really was amazing that they were able to understand exactly what we wanted, how it should work, how the interfaces should work. And then what we did is with these beta copies, we went around to these various experts around the country and got their feedback and tweaked it. And, you know, then we launched it. And we launched it at the National Strength and Conditioning Association conference in Vegas in 2011. And that's where we met, you know, it really showed how powerful this was, because we got the hot new topic, you know, product. We were the buzz of the trade show. And people kept coming up to us, including the president of the NSCA, and came up and shook our hands. And it really was flattering, and it really was humbling to us to realize that, you know what, it's like, I think we're on to something here. And then, you know, sometimes we're moving so fast forward, we forget to look at how far we've come, and we always have the nose to the grindstone. And every once in a while, we have to stop and take a look at where we were 6 months ago and realize how far forward we keep coming. It's an exciting time.
Nothing wrong with stopping and smelling the roses for a minute before you get back to work there. So, Dave, we're with Dave Gottfeld, joining us from the Washington, D.C. area from Spark Motion. And Dave, tell the listeners the website again. Are you guys active on social media? How can they follow you? And the app is in the Android and iOS stores, I assume.
Well, we are actually currently developing for Android, and we'll be developing for Windows as well. We started off with the iOS. And so we're in the Apple App Store. It's sparkmotion.com is the website. And what you'll do is you'll go to our website first, and you'll set up a username and password on our website. It'll say create an account. And the first month is free, so go ahead and kick it around for free for the first month. And it'll be $5.99 a month after that. And then you'll go to the App Store, and you'll download Spark Motion Pro and download it to your tablet. Use your username and password. We have video tutorials on our website that'll walk you through the process. And if you get stuck, feel free to shoot me a note, and I'll be happy to set up a online demo. And you can just do that through our support at sparkmotion.com. And then we're also very active on social media. So, you know, we have a Facebook page. Please like us. It's just Spark Motion LLC. You'll see that right on Facebook. And then also that's our Twitter handle as well.
And Dave, when you were talking about who you showed the app to, did you also show it to elite athletes, and did you show it to just maybe a general technology person and get their opinion of whether it looked like a viable app from a tech perspective?
You know, we showed it certainly to professional athletes because we worked with some, and everyone was like, this is so cool that you're sharing this with me. Rob Harris and I went down to the NFL draft combine prep at Athletes Performance, at what I call probably one of the top drafts of all time, which was last year with Andrew Luck and RG3 and Trent Richards. And those guys were all there getting, doing combine prep at Athletes Performance. And we were standing there, in sort of the VIP section and watching the interns using our software and filming the highest level athletes. And then to actually look at them being broken down with our software was an unbelievable experience. And a lot of those athletes were asking the coaches at Athletes Performance, could they get a copy of the app to put on their tablets because they liked it so much. And that's actually how we got with the New England Patriots, is one of their receivers was using it on the sidelines and practicing route patterns. And they kept hearing this beep, 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 because we have a time delayed record. And the coaches were like, what is that noise? It's annoying. And they walk over, they saw it, and they go, this is the coolest thing. And they called us up, and the training staff, strength staff, called us up and got it for their entire, training room and strength staff. So it's funny how it works, but we didn't really talk to technology people. We kind of stuck with our wheelhouse, and we trusted our developers that they knew how to make this work and function on the App Store pretty well.
Right, we're wrapping up here with Dave Gottfeld of Spark Motion. And what can you talk about as far as what's next, Dave?
Well, I think the exciting thing is that the capabilities of screen-recorded videos, and it's really educating people on the value of them. They don't know they need them yet, and we have the ability to do e-commerce. And what that means is if I'm a skill acquisition coach like a golf pro, we have the capability now where a golf pro can send a video to a client home. They can view that video, and the client can send a video back to the pro. The pro can mark it up and charge for that video to be viewed. In other words, it's all done through PayPal. So they could be anywhere in the world they want, receive video clips, be able to mark them up and send them back and charge for it. And, we've got some pros and different professional athletes like Matt Stover, the kicker, former kicker of the Ravens, has got a very nice kicking business, Kicker Tips. And he's using that to, is a nice way of being able to work with people remotely all over the country and help them with their, with their skill.
And I know some professional athletes or former professional athletes will probably be interested in talking with you about that, Dave. Yeah. That's really where it opens up to really endless possibilities when it comes to the app on many different levels with that. And we're wrapping up here with Dave Gottfeld. And Dave, once again, give the website. The app is in the iOS store. And what is your Twitter and Facebook again?
The website is sparkmotion.com, and the Twitter handle would be sparkmotion LLC, and same with Facebook will be sparkmotion LLC.
And you guys offer great customer service, like you said, if people are having any difficulty with the app, but it's pretty well spelled out, I think, pretty easy to use, and as people use it, they'll kind of learn the all the features and really how powerful the app is.
Absolutely. But we're here if you need us. And, and again, we aren't just computer guys. We are actually in the field of human performance. And, we understand the constraints of the business. And, we always are looking forward to hearing from people in the field of their thoughts and ways we can make the product better.
Sure, that feedback is always important, good or bad. People that develop apps, they need to hear that. So that's really important. And Dave, as we wrap up, I have one question I ask all my guests here as the last question, and I think I might know what the answer is. What's the one gadget or piece of technology that you can't live without?
One gadget or piece of technology I can't live without. Well, now that I have my new iPad, Air, I'll be honest, it is spectacular. The optics of the new lens is a world of difference, and the new processing speed, in 64-bit, it is lightning fast with uploads and renderings, and I'm very pleased with it. I just picked it up the other day. So,
yeah, that processing speed is very noticeable and is going to really pay off until the next upgrade in processing speed comes along.
Yep, absolutely.
Dave, thanks for coming on. Great information, and good luck with everything with Spark Motion, and hope to see you soon.
Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Sure, just hold on for 1 second there, Dave. And as we wrap up, just want to let everyone know they can head over to netcaststudio.com, check out all the shows and variety of content that's available, and also Two Thumbs Up Media at twothumbsupmedia.com. That's the internet and podcast broadcast directory set up by the people here at Netcast Studio, where you can search all sorts of other shows. And also, just as time winds down on the podcast awards for 2013, one of the shows here at the studio, Waves of Tech, has been nominated for a podcast award in the category of technology. So I ask all my listeners and viewers to go to netcaststudio.com, and there's instructions on there on how you can vote for Waves of Tech, a very deserving podcast against some giants in the industry. So it would be great for the studio here for a good showing for Waves of Tech. So just want to let everyone know you've been listening to The Tech of Sports, a Netcast Studio production.